Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is August 16th, 2017. In California, kids have already gone back to school as of Monday, and they'll keep going back to school until the middle of next week, I think it is. So I guess waiting till Labor Day to start school is over and done with, all gone, not happening anymore. So, you know, sorry, kids, but we used to get three-month summers, and now you get two-month summers. But either way, we're on. It's been a little bit cooler here today. It's going to be cooler this morning as well, maybe even a slight drizzle. So let's see if we can pull that one off. Those big heat waves are kind of, or at least yesterday, felt gone. People were wearing light jackets. So L.A. took a little spin for fall yesterday. Let's see how long that lasts. So today's topic, this topic is an infuriating topic. And I have to say, just being around even myself when I'm too connected is frustrating. But sometimes we need to be on, and other times we don't, and neither is good or bad. But if you're with other people, like you're actually with them and you're spending time with them and you can't get off of your equipment, it's really becoming an issue, and it's a big issue. Way back when BlackBerries came out, do you remember BlackBerries when you can actually text back and forth, and that was the biggest deal then? And I, for some reason, was in this world that sold communication equipment. And I sold these things. They were called the Bell South Pagers. But you can text from them. You can send a text from a fax from them. And you can do all these things. And then I graduated from that to they were called the Nextel, I don't know, they don't have them now anymore, but Nextel phones that had these walkie-talkies on them, and you can talk to a group, like a group working can communicate with each other. And granted, we have come a long way from that those days, and they don't even really have, like, the walkie-talkie feature that connects a whole group of people. Now you just, I don't know if you just use radios or if they still have something like that, but as far as I know, I don't know about it. So now we have this whole new world of that isolated feeling when technology starts to replace the intimacy in your relationships. It is unbelievable to me that anybody would pull their thing. You're visiting your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or you're with your husband or your wife, and they pull out their thing and they're watching a movie that takes an hour. Says, you know, I hope you don't mind, but what do you do for that hour? Oh, well, I guess I'll go find something to do. But you feel left out. You start finding other things to do. You start losing the desire to compete with the technology because you're like this one person. And that's a whole world of constant stimulation. So you put your music on and you leave and you do something while they're doing that, even though you're there to visit them or see them or you live with them. And then after a while, you just start counting them out. All right, they're going to be on their thing. Well, you know what? Maybe even I don't even need to come over anymore. Because if I come over and you're going to be doing that, I don't need to be here. Because it's such a slighted way of saying, hey, you know what? Love you, hug you, kiss you, but I'm more interested in something else right now. Just because it's not another person in the room that they're talking to, it's even harder to deal with. Because what happens to us is we don't even know what they're seeing. We don't even know what they're doing. We don't even know what we're competing with. But we are competing for time. And we lost that war. So when you lose anything, what do? You walk away. you're like, okay, lost over here. I'll go find something else to do. And the more you do that, the less you need to go and spend time with this person. Because if you're getting a no all the time, even though it looks like a yes on the outside, oh, yeah, come, I can't wait to see you, I miss you, I love you, whatever. And then you show up, and that person is glued to a monitor of some sort. Have you ever had that feeling when your partner is attached to a light coming out of a box that feeds them that constant information on almost any topic, and you feel like you're interrupting them and taking them away from what they would rather be doing by asking a question and then watching them get lost in that darn box again? And there you are taking your time. And your time is just as valuable as anybody else's. And then you realize that it doesn't matter if you're there or not. So what happened to the importance of that physical presence? Are people just talking about nothing and then spontaneously laughing about something instead of constantly having to interrupt someone just for a minute to get? And everything is so cut and dry that, you know, it's almost like, okay, well, what did you need? Wait, you asked me something? What did you ask me? Hurry up, I got to do this one thing. Or they're texting all day, and you think, who the heck are they texting all day? And then they try to guilt you. Well, it's for my kids, or it's for this. And that nobody texts that much to any one person. What are you doing? And it begs the question of where do you fit in? If they want you there, let them want you there. But if they're not going to give you attention while you're there, then what are you doing there? You end up replacing that time with other things, and now you're going to be a little bit funny about giving your time away because now you got used to working out in that time, or you got used to going for a walk by yourself in that time, or you got used to doing other things. There was once I was somewhere, and they asked me if they could have 45 minutes to an hour to watch a movie on their thing while I was visiting. It's an hour drive for me one way and the other. And I'm the one doing the driving. And I was like, okay, you want to do that now? Oh, well, I'm really addicted. Okay, so what do I do? So I went for a walk. When I went for the walk, they said they'd be done in 45 minutes. I clocked it for 45 minutes. I was going to come back 5 minutes early. And I come back, and they're looking for me all over. Well, where did you go? I said, I went for a walk. Well, I was done 10 minutes ago. Okay, well, that's not my problem. I planned to come back when you were done. If you were done early, I'm not a toy that just jumps out of the wall when you're ready. You're the one who blew me off for an hour for something you could do on your own time and not involve or isolate anybody else that's there. Because what is going to happen after a while? I'm not going to drive an hour to wait for somebody to play on a machine. It's not worth my time. I already don't have that much time. So now that started affecting the closeness that I felt. They may not feel the difference because they're just in their own little world taking care of their own little self. But why do I need to put my time there when I need my time? So it goes against the thoughts of efficiency because it's not like the person is a bad person for doing that. If they are addicted and they are doing that, that is going to take their time. And if it takes their time away from each other, then what is going to happen? They're going to go one day, oh, what happened to us? We used to talk about this. We used to do that. We used to go for longer walks. We used to, and it becomes a we used to game. especially when you're with someone who's tedious. If you do this, I'll do that. Because then you have to play that game all the time. And if you're not used to playing that game, it's a little taxing on you. Well, you were on. Well, you texted. And then, you know, it's about, well, who are you texting? And they're always asking you. So it makes me wonder what they're doing. Why does it matter who I text? I'm not on my phone all day. But if you are, and then you have to, like, throw out these, well, I'm texting so-and-so every once in a while, you get that. And I'm like, it's not my guilt I'm dealing with. It's your own. So all of these weird, weird dynamics start coming into play because that's such a interesting virtual world. That when we start playing those games, the texting game and the, you know, well, I'm searching for this. Look, this is what I actually do on here. And I'm thinking, no. Don't start justifying. Don't start defending. Time is time. And if we're with somebody who does this, or we are the person who does this, if we're the person who does it, we have to ask ourselves, are we addicted to it? It's easy to be addicted. How many times do I hear from people, I'm not going to take my iPad to bed? And the next thing I know, the light's on an hour later. Or, I'm not going to text while I drive. And I say, well, wait a minute now, you're driving. Like, really think about that. But it's like you can't tell anyone anything when it comes to their technology. Everyone thinks they're above the addiction, above what's going on with it. That it's taken over a life that, you know, you could have a human being there and they're not nearly as exciting as being able to look up 10 things in a minute. Or answer this or do that. The virtual world that spins, that if you don't turn it off, will never turn off. But anything with balance is fine. But when the balance tips to the side of the lack of human interaction, it's been known, going back to the BlackBerry story I started with. The BlackBerries, when those first came out, and people were asked the question, would they rather have their BlackBerry or sex? The BlackBerries won. And I will never forget how shocked I was to hear that. I mean, it's not like you're going to have sex every single night, but you can do your BlackBerry every single night. But people were getting such a satisfaction from it that a lot of people don't even have sex. They're together. They don't even have intimacy, whether it's conversations or physically or mentally, because, you know, a horse can only ride one person on its back at a time. And so it's a very interesting world now to see how it affects our relationships. People who've been married for a long time, this doesn't seem to affect as much as people who are either in a dating realm or new relationships or younger that have been born into technology. But what I'm finding is people around the 27, 28, once they get their full-time real jobs and they're like just delving into their careers, they're not on their phones as much. It's like the younger generation has, because they were born with it, a different balance system than people who are older and addicted to it, that finally can navigate it and finally can get in there. And they have full-on relationships with people, and, you know, there are other people are across the world, and it doesn't matter anymore if there's a physical presence or not of another human being. And the human being is going to lose because a human being is going to be at a different pace than a button. And you can't tell a human being what to do all day, but you can tell a computer or a little box what to do all day and what you want to see. You can just totally take care of your own life. So there's, Susan writes on the chat, I just returned from a trip to Switzerland with my boyfriend. We both turned off our phones for three straight days. It served us so well. It does. When I went on this trip, I just remember there being no internet. Or not, what is it? We had Wi-Fi, but we didn't have phones. That's what it was. I never seen that distinction, but now I know what it means when they say, do you have Wi-Fi? And I said, thank God, because now we'll all play and we'll all talk to each other. And even then, one of the people had stuff downloaded and still was on it, just on it for all their time. But there was enough of us for the others to enjoy each other's company. And you know what happened? We actually enjoyed each other's company. The kids got to play. I got to play with the kids. It was a blast. And the ones who needed to stay plugged in and flip through their stuff, that's exactly what they did. They didn't care when you slept, when you woke up. They didn't care who, whatever. They figured, okay, this is my off time. I did what I had to do, and they make you feel like you're in the way of their technology instead of the technology being something you do on your off time. Now it's something you just sit and you stare at, like somebody sitting and staring at a blank TV all day. You look like a zombie. So what do you do with that? Well, now you have to take matters into your own hands, and you have to reclaim your time. But what if it affects your relationship with the person you're with to where you start to feel detached from them? Because that's not a good thing. You're going to reclaim your time, but you're going to sacrifice the fact that you're not around in your relationship, even though you're not around, even with the machine that's there in front of the two of you. And you have to say, well, it's not going to matter whether I'm here or not. You might need me for an hour of that whole 8 hours that we're going to be awake together, but I don't have the time to wait around for that 1 hour. I don't have enough to do in that time. So I'm sorry. I love you, hug you, kiss you. I'm going to start planning other things in that time because that feeling is so isolating that I don't want to feel that feeling anymore. And if that isn't a wake-up call, then nothing is a wake-up call. That is the biggest wake-up call we have, is to just tell each other the truth and start setting boundaries. Have a discussion about it. Take a look at what your days are like. But if you feel like you're taking something away from someone, it's no fun to have their time either. So you're stuck in this place of, you know what? This has gotten out of hand. This has gotten out of hand. And the fact that it's out of hand is telling me that nothing's wrong with you. You didn't do anything bad. I understand how easy it is to get caught up in everything, in all this crazy information. But if you're going to go to work all day, and then you're going to come home and you're on it in one way or another, whether you're doing a webinar or you're just looking at information or you're just swiping away the whole day, then I'm number 3 or 4 in this relationship. Because you have to give your time to work. That comes first. And we have to give time to kids. We have to give time to the things we need to get done in the physical world. And then that little bit of time that's left over, when that goes to the technical world, then what happens? Then you guys had no time. Might look like you had time. Well, I want you there. Well, great. I want a lot of things here too. But I'm a person. We're choosing things over people because the things that we're choosing. It's not like to make fun of somebody who's addicted, but it's a great thing to point out to the other person that, hey, did you realize we're getting lost in this abyss? We're probably an example of a million people who are now facing this problem in a huge way. It happened when Facebook first came out. It broke up marriages. It broke up friendships. It broke up everything. People were just in it. And they were meeting people from around the world for the first time. People were falling in love with people they'd never met, didn't know anything about except whatever persona they put out on Facebook. The people who were on it were a little bit more real at the time. We didn't have all these selfies and didn't have all these, you know, staged events and all of this stuff at the time. Those were the first addictions. It's an interesting world. It's a beautiful world. It's a riveting world. You can shop. You can bank. You can do everything on it. And you think you have more time to do what you want to do because you can do all of that, and yet you're spending all the time you would have spent going to do those errands on this machine and finding more and more things to do with it. Technology has replaced the slower paces in our lives, but the freedom it feels to just turn off, even if it's just one day a week, like every Sunday, and we talked about this before, you realize you can enjoy a whole day without having to be sitting there swiping all in your own little world, unless you, you know, want to live alone and do that all day, knock yourself out. But if you're affecting your family, if you're affecting your children, I know kids who say, my parents are either on the computer or on a phone all day long. They don't even care what we do. And I'm like, wow, yeah, they don't care. Because everything outside becomes more important than the intimate relationships we have, and it does affect us. It does put a question mark over time on how close we are and how close we can be. The fact that it exists doesn't mean that we don't matter, but what does matter is how we manage our time. And so if we have that in our household, we have to say, hey, you know what? Whatever happened to just falling asleep in each other's arms? Like, do people do that anymore? Whatever happened to just spontaneous conversation instead of, excuse me, just for a minute, are we going to go to the store in 10 minutes? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm almost done. And otherwise, it's so quiet, you just have to put your own headphones on to hear something or to do something because you want company. And then there you are, this silent household, and everybody's attached to a world that doesn't even exist between them. They're no longer sharing. But if someone says, well, I gave you an hour, now I need my own time, you start feeling like they had to give you that hour. And they couldn't wait to get back to what they really wanted to do. And it's an insult. And adding insult to injury is that they ask for that time when you've gone to see them. Or they've come to see you and you say, hey, great, thanks for coming over. Do you mind? I'm going to do this webinar for an hour. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll keep myself busy for an hour. Okay, and then after that, I'm going to watch my game. Oh, okay. All right, so that's another, okay, so all right, now what do I do? So what do I do in that time? And then it's time for bed, and they want to rush you to bed to get back on it. And you're like, well, okay, but by then you're like, what am I doing here? Are you mad? No. Do you feel slighted? Yes. And if you don't say anything, you're going to feel resentment because now you're not being appreciated. So you have to talk on it and speak on it. You have to say, you know, at first you're joking about it. You don't want to insult the situation. You don't want to cause a fight. You don't want anyone to be defensive. But you say, hey, you know what? Did you kind of notice that, you know, you're telling me I'm sleepy instead of me really being that sleepy? Because you want to, like, not feel bad that you were done here and you just want to jump onto this machine? Like, that's not okay. And then they might go, oh, yeah, because they're not even thinking of the other person. But what if I did that to you? What if I couldn't wait to put you to sleep like you would a baby or somebody that's in your way and out of your way now? And you might not think of it that way, but that's how it comes off, so that I could play on my computer. Because that's way more interesting than anything else that's going on. We have to have the conversations. We have to say something. Because what happens is the other person really doesn't feel like they are there. Forget whether or not it's their time anymore. Forget anything else we can add to it. What happens to us is we grow apart thinking we're still together. And the conversations have to be, did you notice? We don't even have small talk anymore. Well, I give you time. Well, we talk on our walks. Well, we talk here. Yeah, I get that. And it shouldn't be where you're completely off, if that's a hobby for you and you want to do it. But when it encompasses an entire day or evening, then it's not fun anymore. What happens to us when things aren't enjoyable to us anymore? We don't do them anymore. And now it's not a person we're rejecting, it's their technology. But we don't get the person because of the technology. And the more you replace your time with that person with, the more you've replaced your time with that person. It's a no-brainer, but the only thing and the only reason why I wanted to do a show on this today was so that when you see that red flag of time going away and you see yourself replacing that time instead of wanting to spend it with that person, then there's your answer right there. You have to have a conversation. You guys have to make a conscious effort. You have to have a no-tech zone. You have to make each other a priority. Because I've seen families run on technology and nobody has time for each other anymore. Because now you're in the way of their busy day. And it takes over the things that bind us together, the intimate things, the actual physical relationships that we have, conversations that we need, those things that we don't want to miss. But to text somebody who's right next to you has literally gone too far. You don't even want to look up. Well, I texted you the information. Oh, yeah, I got it. Thanks. Pay attention to the physical presence. And if you're the one doing it, make sure that you take some time to do that and just put your phone put it in your purse or put it in, you know, your desk or wherever you do to put it away, and pay attention to the physical person and see if there's a difference. Guys, I can't believe I already ran out of time. I love you guys and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.